Now let's talk about Bhavardham of the ninth house. I spoke about this in the fifth house part, but let's examine it alone, stand alone by itself. Ninth house. Ninth from the ninth house is feeding into the fifth house, and fifth from the fifth house is feeding into the ninth house. This is the loop. And if you're someone engineer like me, you'll know what the importance of feedback loops is, right? This is a closed circuit. Fifth from the fifth is ninth, ninth from the ninth is fifth. So it is constant feedback loop. Your soul's wisdom and learning is constantly feeding back unto itself. Doesn't matter this lifetime, past lifetime, any lifetime, future lifetimes. But the house relationship remains constant. Fifth to ninth, ninth to back to fifth. So it's a closed circuit loop, you might say. I'm an automation engineer, so I think in terms of loops. So what happens? The energy is feeding from the learning of your past lives. Fifth house is Purva Punya Bhava. Whatever good things you have learned, you have come to amplify it in the ninth house. You have to take it further. You want to take a step further. You're not repeating that now. You're taking it one step further. Because ninth house is the highest of higher learning. Fifth house is like your school. Ninth house is like your PhD, university degree. So it's a higher learning of the same thing going into the ninth house. So if Amata Karaka is placed there, think learning, think education, think bringing guidelines, ethics, foundational ethics, governance, institutional heads, that kind of careers, basically. Especially if it is Jupiter or Venus, for example. I've covered that in the previous shorts. And we shall uncover that more when we come to Moon and Mercury as Vaishya planets. But what is your goal here? What is the soul's goal with respect to career? It is in terms of education and higher learning. Maybe you have come to share something which you have already learned, fifth house, in the past life. You have come to share it with the external world now as a guideline, as a rules, as ethics, as moral compass. Fifth house is the house of moral compass. Ninth house is the house of guidelines. What you do as institutional heads. So the souls which come here to practice institutional heads have got some deep buried understanding, soul's understanding, which they want to bring to the other people now. Not just you, I, me, myself. I keep my knowledge to myself and I stick my PhD degrees on the wall. BS. This kind of thing does not work. Not with soul energies at least. So in terms of careers, think in ninth house as fifth house related, as your past life learning related, as related to anything to do with education, love, romance, everything else, fifth house aspects now coming and fulfilling itself in the ninth house. Now we'll take the tenth house next.